All right, so part of the takeaways experience of Election Day is to exit poll all of you who are voting.
My name is Gilbert Sheldon. I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland. I'm 64 years old. I never thought I would see a black man come this far to be president of the United States, and I hope my vote helped him to win this election.
Be a part of America's exit poll at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And part of the takeaways ground game is Adora Udoji down live at WCLK in Atlanta, Georgia. Adora?
Good morning. And sitting next to me is our friend, the takeaways pal, Professor William Boone, who is a political science professor at Clark Atlanta University. He's also the dean of graduate studies, and he's an expert in all things politics in Georgia. So thanks for being with us, as always.
Thanks for the invite. Appreciate it.
So what's happening here in the state of Georgia, where you have people predicting perhaps it will be the shocker of the election?
Yeah, well, good many things are happening, as we've talked about earlier. Apparently, the economic crisis has hit Georgia in a big way. As you know, the state's unemployment rate is over 6%. A good many of the large companies here are leaving the state. And we're just having a big turnaround. The governor's been very, very inept in handling major crises in the state. And all this is coming down on them now, apparently.
Okay, so let's talk about the details. Here in Fulton County, which is where Atlanta is, record turnout. You had an astonishingly huge black turnout across the state, 36%, which is something that you just cannot believe
happened. I can't believe it. That is astounding because a good deal of that has been black voters. And generally, black voters do not do the absentee ballot thing. But this time around, it's 36%, and most of that is from the metro area, which is predominantly African-American. And another interesting fact is that a good portion of that has been female voters. Of the 2.5-3 million folk who voted, I understand the last time I got was about 900,000 of these were female voters.
So in reading the tea leaves, what does that say to you?
Well, I think it says a lot. I think especially when you talk about African-American women, they vote in large numbers in terms of percentages. So I suspect a large proportion of that is African-American women. And based on what we also know, women are leaning towards Barack Obama.
It is a red state.
It is, yeah.
It's gone red since 1992 for president. In 2002, elected a Republican senator in Saxby Chambliss, and we'll get to that in a second. But there are 159 counties.
Right.
In the state. How would you sum up what we've been seeing in the last couple of weeks in early voting and in the turnout in those Republican strongholds?
Those Republican strongholds, that the turnout is not, the early vote has not been as dramatic as it has been in the metro Atlanta area, which is probably an indication of some indecision maybe by these folk. And also an indication that you've not had the kind of strong organizational thrust in those more rural areas that you've had in the metro area. Where the great deal of the population is, because remember, of those 159 counties, most are under 10,000 people, so it's not they're not huge counties, and they have for the last 100-plus years, even during Democratic rule, been controlled by very conservatives who moved from the Democratic ranks to the Republican ranks very recently.
So are there particular counties that you are going to be keeping your eye on today as we hear the results coming in?
Yeah, I'd be particularly interested in counties in the southern part of the state. I'd like to see how Chris County is going to do, how people down in Cordell is going to do. I'd like to see how people in Savannah are going to do, mainly because these are fairly strong Republican strongholds and very conservative areas. And they've not necessarily voted for blacks, although we've had a couple of blacks who win statewide elections. Those have been under rather interesting circumstances. But nevertheless, I think you're going to watch those particular counties, Augusta, Columbus, watch those areas and see
the
how they're both going to
southern counties.
Right, southern.
Let's talk about this Senate race, Saxby Chambliss. We've talked about this before on the show. Very unexpectedly, he finds himself in a real battle with Jim Martin.
Tremendous surprise. I mean, Saxby Chambliss went into this race with a $5 million war chest and think he had an easy ride. But against a very mild person named Jim Martin, Martin's come up in his own, it's a dead heat. And I think the introduction of Mr. Buckley, the Libertarian in the race, is causing some apprehensions on the Republican side because if he's going to draw votes, he's going to draw them away from that. If you get into a runoff, more than likely, the two key factors. One would be whether or not Martin can turn the African-American vote back out, because that's what he's heavily dependent upon right now to get him into a runoff or a victory. And the idea is that the folk who want to vote for Saxby Chambliss the first time out would do it the first time out. And that's usually been the idea. But there are two traditions here.
And that rule for the runoff here in Georgia is one of them has got to get 50% of the vote
plus
one vote.
Plus one vote.
And with this Libertarian candidate, it's entirely possible that neither one of them will get that.
Yeah, because he's pulling, Libertarian, that is, Mr. Buckley's pulling anywhere between 2 and 3% of the vote. And if that maintains itself and shows up at the polls, then more than likely we're going to have a runoff, which would be very extraordinarily interesting because you have to mount another campaign for Martin to get his people out.
As a student of politics, what have you found most stunning about this election run? We're talking 22 months or so.
22 months, we're talking almost 2 years. And what I found most interesting has been the shattering of old rules about politics. And that is particularly one about whether or not whites would vote for blacks in large numbers. And I think across the country, Obama has demonstrated that they will. Now, the question is whether or not that's going to hold throughout the general election, whether or not your best interest is going to trump race.
And let's talk about that as it applies to other southern states. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are fierce Senate races in Mississippi, in Kentucky, mm-hmm. and clearly in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth Dole in a very tight race
there. On the edge,
are we seeing a landscape shift?
Yeah. If indeed the Democrats can sustain themselves, you really see a shift. The Democrats, if they can grab hold of those states you mentioned, then there's a new day for the Democratic Party in the South.
Professor William Boone, we're always glad to have you. Thanks so much.
William Boone
is a Dean of Graduate Studies and a Professor of Political Science here at Clark Atlanta University. John?
William Boone is a great student of politics down there. I'm really wondering who the Libertarian is polling there in that really important Senate race. And, you know, Saxby Chambliss is also, I think, getting a little bit of a revenge response from the Democratic Party, who want that seat back that was taken from Max Cleland. William, thanks so much for being a part of the show. It's going to be a great day to watch. Where are you watching the returns tonight?
Well, I'm walking all around the metro area.
And well, just don't go to any of Dora's parties. They're way too wild.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
Everything fine down there in the Southern Perch, Dora?
Absolutely. The sun is shining, and that's certainly going to help everyone get to the polls and cast that ballot.
Thank goodness you're not in North Carolina. It's raining all over the state. Andrea Bernstein is with me here in New York. We're always on at The Takeaway. We're holding America's exit poll and hearing the stories of when you cast your vote.
We voted to make history. It was a very good feeling.
Almost made a hole in my paper ballot, making sure that I got his circle blackened out.
There were more cars and people than I've ever seen in my life.
This is the most exciting thing I've ever participated in.
I just left polling and I could not believe the amazing turnout.
I'm driving to the train station. I've passed 4 different polling places and there's a line of cars about a half mile long outside of every one of them. Never seen it like this before.
All across America, and polls are going to be opening in other states around the country in the next 3 minutes. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE with your impressions of America's democracy today. We're sharing photos, video, and audio from your voting day. When you wake up, when you vote, when the race is called, go to the Takeaway's website at thetakeaway.org to share your experience of democracy in America's exit poll. This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckabee.